Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the show. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we are expecting to be joined by Bonnie here in a little bit as well.
What about Clyde?
I don't know where he is.
Okay.
We've got a coconut.
Yeah,
in the house.
Body and coconut.
He's a killer. I've got a video here to start things out tonight from the World Economic Forum. They are back at it again in Davos. I believe that's Switzerland.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels find their tents.
Yeah, these are a bad group of people here. And to start out, here is what Klaus Schwab, that is the founder of the World Economic Forum, had to say, I guess, at his introductory speech or whatever. I read today that it costs like somewhere between $28,000 and $50,000 to get a ticket.
Wow.
To the World Economic Forum.
And that's beyond the private jet, where I'm pretty sure that when they're bitching about the environment, each one has to bring his own private jet.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they have their own private airport and everything. They have their own police. I don't know if you saw this, but there's images of like Swiss Canton cops wearing a World Economic Forum patch that is apparently like a Velcro patch that they put on just for these 4 days.
Wow.
They're at the World Economic Forum. Do you know what the World... Can you define what the World Economic Forum is?
The World Economic Forum is a gathering of elites who think they know how to live your life better than you do, and they're going to force all of the governments of the world to force their ways on you.
That sums it up.
Vague, but... pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, and I would say that's actually a summary of what Klaus Schwab says here in his introductory speech, which I will play for you in just a moment after I lost it. Here it is. Here's what he had to say.
Let's also be clear. The future is not...
He sounds like a villain.
Doesn't he? Yes. Somebody else said that. I think it might have been Jeffrey Tucker that he sounds like a Bond villain.
Yeah, and that's something we've been propagandized in, to distrust accents, but it's still amusing.
Yeah, in his case, it is absolutely
In his case, it's absolutely accurate,
yeah.
I think.
He seems very sinister. Let's go on.
Yeah. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as... you here in this room.
Yes, the people with power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two...
Isn't that interesting what he just said there? And maybe it's just the accent or whatever. He said, we have the means to improve the states? Or was it the state of the world? Because it sounded like states to me.
Either way, it's remaking reality in to his liking by force.
Yeah.
So it's sinister whether he used the singular or the plural. There.
No doubt.
We have the means to improve the states of the world.
It does sound like he used the plurals.
Yeah. And that's what he's all about.
Although I just used the plurals there, and I didn't mean to use the plurals. The plurals were inappropriate.
He's all about the state. We continue.
But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities. So we serve not our only.
That's another one you hear a lot from the World Economic Forum when they talk about their new stakeholder capitalism.
Yeah, is what they call it. And if you look at what stakeholder capitalism means, it's basically an alliance between big government, big business, and big labor. Now, that's not a new idea. It's just it used to be called corporatism.
Sure.
And the person who called it that was Mussolini. And it is how a fascist economy operates. Okay? No freedom. The government doesn't own everything like under communism, but effectively they do because they exert massive control over
You can't start
anything.
A business without permission.
Yes.
And he purposely made it as hard to understand as possible when he defined it, this guy.
Sure.
Obfuscation is one of their favorite tools.
Yeah, and what you're referring to, Bonnie, is when you go to their website or whatever and you look up what their plan is, and it's just a bunch of gobbledygook.
We read it on Free Talk Live. Klaus Schwab, I think it was, had a write-up that he was explaining what stakeholder capitalism would be, and it was just like running around in circles, not making any sense, using big words to where the average person would be like, oh, I get it, and they don't get it because it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's to even call it capitalism is kind of foolish because it's not. You know, capitalism. Yes, capitalism is a free market economy based on private property rights. Okay, everybody has the right to play the game. Everybody plays under the same rules. Now, if you've been paying attention, you know that doesn't describe the modern American economy, which is also not capitalist. It is...
It's more democratic, socialist, fascist than anything
else. I would say fascist.
Yeah.
Crony fascist, yeah.
Yeah. And cronyism is a big part of fascism. The whole word fascism comes from the rods that were carried by Roman empires that were actually...
Bundle of sticks?
And they were rods that were made up of many other rods. And
the word is
woven,
fascist, right?
Woven together, the word was fascia. And it was basically a metaphor for the intertwining of the different parts that made up the Roman Empire, which I believe in the context of the Roman Empire meant the different tribes that they had conquered who would then become Roman. And that was the thing about the Roman Empire is if the Romans conquered you, it just meant you were a Roman, but you had the same rights as all the other Romans.
Oh, is that like how people try to tell me I'm American?
More or less.
Federalism to me.
Although we don't have the rights of all the other Americans. There are multiple classes of Americans. There's ordinary humans, and then there are 1,000 different levels of political access and power that you can have, each one of which gives you different rights than an ordinary American who has no interest in their crap.
Another thing I picked up on is stakeholder sounds like stay colder. And they're all about ending global warming.
Yes, yes.
That's true.
Well, global warming is the newest religion, and it's based very much on the older religion. Basically, prosperity is sin, and if you sin, you are doomed to burn in the eternal fires of global warming.
I've never heard it compared that way. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Let me continue with more of the Bonneville.
A self-interest that we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate.
How can you take that statement seriously from somebody who gets $60 billion, I think you said, a year of taxpayer money?
It was 60 million over like 10 years or something.
Okay.
But still,
and they charge
a bunch of money.
They charge $28,000 for a seat at their dinner they have. How can you take that statement seriously? Like, we don't want personal profits.
Yeah. And then, you know, if he really was serious about that, I invite him to give all of his money away. And then he won't have this problem of people thinking that he's interested in profit.
Well, that's what a leader would do, right? If that's what you want people to do. If you want people to give away their money, then you got to go first. You got to show the way.
Yeah, that I would agree with. I wouldn't say that any leader would necessarily give all his money away. No. As a matter of fact, I think they... would generally try to use it to good cause, but he would generally set the example he wants to see.
Indeed. There's more coming up here in moments. Plus, we'll hear from the second in charge, or his right-hand man.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We have plans for you.
We plan to let you make your own plans.
We will listen and you will be happy.
You will call the show.
603, I don't know how you, I don't know the numbers in German. 603-283.
That wasn't actually German. That was just English with an outrageous accent.
We're playing audio from the World Economic Forum. It's happening now. It's going on for the next 3 or so days in Davos, which sounds like a Doctor Who villain to me.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Davos.
I think that the guy in the chair was like started with a D, but I don't remember the guy that created the Daleks. Didn't his name start with a D?
In Doctor Who?
Yeah, in Doctor Who.
Okay, I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking about Austin Powers.
Mm.
They also had a guy in the chair. But but yeah, I was never a big Doctor Who fan. I watched a couple seasons of the new one with Cassidy, and I really enjoyed it, but I never went back to it.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I've only seen a couple episodes, not even a couple seasons, and it did nothing for me. And everybody who talks about that show is like, it's the best show ever.
Did you watch the old or the new?
I don't even know. I saw
some old ones when I was a kid. My dad watched them on PBS way back when. I've never seen any of the new stuff. But yes, Davros was the name of the villain on Doctor Who.
Wow.
Yeah.
names are strange, the names that pop up in the news. It's interesting to me that if you listen to the news, you would think that there would be 1,000 John Smiths that you would be hearing about the time. But there's almost never a John Smith or a Joe Jones on the news. It's like, it's almost like the people who are destined to end up on the news are appropriately named to end up on the news and be remembered as individuals. And I don't know how that comes to be.
That's weird.
Yeah, you're waking up some conspiracy theorists that are getting up to write this down.
It may not be a conspiracy. It may be that that people who are dubbed with unusual names are more likely to do noteworthy things. It's just as possible. It's just strange.
I think I have a pretty unusual name.
What's in a name? Let's go to John. He's on the line in Colorado. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Love the show. This is great.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I filed today. I sent a letter to the great Anthony Blinken, and I sent a copy of it.
And that's the Secretary of State?
State.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, or the way I like to refer to him, he's the appointed puppet whose duty it is to receive affidavits of truth and assertory oath, repudiation and revocation of citizenship, which is what I sent him today.
Oh, so revoking your citizenship, that's an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a corporate citizenship that we're talking about.
You're going to take us down the rabbit hole here, aren't you, John?
I'm really interested in that. I have this book in the studio I haven't read yet called Knowing Your Straw Man and Whatever Else You Want to Know. It's like
that actually
title.
Sounds very much like an article John sent to me a couple of weeks ago, so that's kind of interesting.
On topic, 100% on topic. But yeah, God, what a great Bond villain we got there.
Well, hold on. Before we go off into the Bond villain thing, I mean, Ken, I understand this is a deep subject. We've had people call about this before. I've done research about it myself over the years, this idea of the corporate citizenship, revoking that. Can you somehow summarize this in a way that, you know, can be communicated to the average radio listener?
Right. So, well, first off, any good libertarian knows that we all stand on our own 2 feet in the end. Mm-hmm. So it's not something to do lightly. And that there may come a time when I think at least a couple people on this show know that you are the only one there to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to do without doing a lot of research and understanding exactly what the rest of the 43 pages are that I sent in today. But I do know this much, that we all consent to what we understand to be the laws of this land every day with small actions we take.
For the record, as I've mentioned to the legislature, I do not consent. I just don't generally fight back because I don't want to be shot.
And my brother, those are some of the most powerful words right now. And
yeah, I keep telling them that, but they just don't care. That's the problem. And
well, this is the thing, and it's up to us, Ian, to make them care. And, mm-hmm. and but it's a process, and we really have to know what we're doing. And there's it's not something I did lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's known me forever.
Mm-hmm.
Since like 1986.
Oh, wow.
He knows who
I knew him when I was somebody.
Okay, John, but what I want you to do here is try to explain for our audience what exactly the goal of this thing is that you did, this 46-page filing, without going too deep into the weeds.
You wanted it to have an effect, so what effect did you want it to have?
Well, I'm no longer subject to their laws.
Hmm.
They meaning the federal government gang?
What's that?
They meaning the federal government gang?
Yeah, the federal government, the state government, the municipalities, the counties, none of them.
Okay.
I don't know how reputable these are, but I've seen videos of people, because I follow lots of people on like Instagram that talk about destroying your straw man and, you know, taking over your corporate self, all this stuff. And I've seen videos they'll post where somebody like has done this and they get pulled over and they have an ID that just says they're a tribal nation.
Yeah, that works.
And the police officers come back. Give them their ID and say, have a good day and leave. I've seen
really?
Videos of this.
Yeah. Yeah. That you'll be seeing a lot more of that.
I just wonder, it always makes me wonder, what do I do if I'm white? Like, my family is literally from Europe.
Well, if most persons, that is also a synonym for slave, by the way.
White?
And it only refers to
person.
No.
Oh.
Person. If you look up the origin of the word, It'll basically translate to slave. But anyway, anybody that looks at me would think I'm white too. I did one of those DNA things and I found out I'm an Asian too.
All right. So I want to. Can you hang on, John? Because I want to keep the conversation going here. Do you have time?
Totally.
Okay. More with John in Colorado. He says he just filed a 46-page affidavit for something with the federal government gang. Now says he's free of having to obey their laws. And I love this idea. I'm just highly skeptical that
yeah.
it will do anything.
I would put myself in that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. our one China policy has not changed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to reporters on Monday, this after President Biden made a remark in Japan saying the United States would honor their commitment to defend Taiwan. Any perceived threat of U.S. military involvement in Taiwan would make Beijing mad, which considers the independent territory to be part of China. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says at least 100,000 illegal immigrants are waiting to cross the Rio Grande River into the United States. The governor telling reporters he got to view the migrants on Monday as he toured the southern border. Abbott saying he was told by the National Border Patrol Council leadership that most of the illegal immigrants are involved in cartels because they aren't using ports of entry to come into the United States. This is USA Radio News. A new COVID vaccine could be approved and available for rollout this fall and winter. The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks telling ABC News decisions are expected in early July. Some federal health officials are predicting another rough surge in the colder months. Gas prices and rising inflation are causing pain for Americans.
Inflation continues to attack every American wallet. Industry experts at the Lundberg Survey said the average U.S. price of regular gray gasoline spiked 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.71 per gallon. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular gray gasoline is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $6.20 per gallon. The lowest price is in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $3.92 per gallon. Also, the average price of diesel rose 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to $5.66 a gallon. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. The features that we share with you are free. So enjoy that website over at freetalklive.com. Archives go back for years, and you can enjoy that over at freetalklive.com. By the way, I do want to tell you about bitcoin.com as well. If you are interested in getting into cryptocurrency, Bitcoin dropped below $30,000 recently, and it's rarely gone above it in the last few days. Although it did peak above $30,000 today. It's back around $29,000, I think, just before we started the show. You can learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at bitcoin.com. That is where you can click Get Started at the top of the page and learn about cryptocurrency. Get the basics down before you decide to jump in. And when you do decide to get in, it's probably best to take it slow. Don't, you know, drop a whole bunch of money in all at once. I like the dollar cost averaging. That seems to make the most sense for you. Just buy a little bit over time. Whatever you can afford to lose, if you got an extra $20 that you would normally spend on, I don't know, alcohol or going out to eat or something like that, you can put it into cryptocurrency. And
anytime you see the news agency is saying cryptocurrency is dead,
that's always a good time to buy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Usually means the price has dropped. And
tends to come back.
The media has reported 10,000 of the last zero deaths of Bitcoin.
Yeah, yep. There's a website, I think, that tracks them as well. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, do some research before you jump in, but it might be a good time to start looking at it sooner rather than later. Let's go to back to John. He's an old friend of yours, Nobody, from way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And John, you are somebody who sounds like you've been doing a lot of research on this whole corporate citizen, a.k.a. straw man concept. And what we haven't done so far is you haven't really explained what this is. You're saying you filed some paperwork with the federal government recently, and that you believe that this will mean that you are no longer subject to not only their laws, which are, of course, are just opinions backed by guns, but also the state and local laws as well. Why do you believe that?
Well, what we have to understand is that we've only been taught one way, and that's the way of the corporation of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has to do their own research, just like your Bitcoin suggestion there. People shouldn't be buying crypto if they don't know what it is and understand it. But essentially, what I told the appointed official, whose name is Anthony Blinken, that I am an American state national. And that means my allegiance is to the state of Michigan, where I was born. So it's not what people think when they think, oh, my God, he gave up his citizenship. What I told them is I'm no longer subject to the policies of the corporation of the United States.
And you're not subject to the policies of the corporation of Michigan either, correct? Because I've heard that there's two
correct.
Different places in
no,
each state.
That's exactly right. No, you're right. And if you dig, they all have a Dun and Bradstreet number.
And what does that mean?
That means they're private companies. And
each state is a company.
Mm-hmm.
Each state, each city, each county, the federal government, they put these guys out there that they call police. But really what they are is policy enforcement agents.
Mm.
And that's what we know as laws. They're corporate bylaws. And if, as the great Pope said early on in this conversation, I do not consent, that's really what I did. What I did today is I sent a courtesy note to the Secretary of State of the United States, who's the appropriately appointed corporate official to receive such correspondence,
mm-hmm.
that I know the game and I'm not in it.
Yeah, I love this theory. I think it's very interesting. It's like I said, it's something I've done some research in myself. Actually, a few years ago, I filed some paperwork or attempted to. They refused it, so I just mailed it to them anyway. The local city clerk's office here in Keene, New Hampshire, announcing that I was a state citizen, as it was called, mm-hmm. and was rejecting the idea of national citizenship or U.S. citizenship, etc. I don't have
all the
details.
Maybe you mailed it to the wrong people.
No, I definitely mailed it to them.
Well, no, it could have been anything, Ian. Honestly, if you screw up one thing in your declaration, they can reject it.
Yeah, so this is where the problem really comes in, is there's so many different theories about this, and there are these gurus out there, and I'm not saying you're one of them, John, but there are gurus out there who say they know the one true path, and if you just pay them $7,000 or $700 or whatever, they will show you the one true path,
okay,
and then you'll finally be free from the corporate citizenship.
And that doesn't destroy the veracity of other people who have said that it worked for them. Just because some people are saying, oh, pay me and I'll tell you the truth, doesn't mean that everybody's doing that. And I don't know why you always have to bring that up every time this subject comes up.
The reason is because when there are many different ways to do a thing, it almost becomes non-falsifiable. Because as soon as somebody says, well, you know, I did this thing and they enforced their laws against me as well, then, oh, you didn't do it right. Yeah. It's kind of like the old witchcraft.
You didn't file the forms in triplicate. See, you had to do it in 8.5 by 14 size paper and legal.
Well, you know, it is possible to know the truth, though. It's not like it's...
And there is something, mm-hmm. you're hovering over the target there. And all I can say is that I can point people to where I got pointed.
Okay. And, where did you go?
And that statenational.us.
Statenational.us. And did they charge you for this information?
You're not going to get too far right away, because what you got to do is you got to go to a seminar. Mm-hmm. It costs something, but it definitely doesn't cost $7,000.
Okay. I was just pulling that number out of thin air. But
charging something doesn't always equal that it's evil. Maybe
no, I didn't say it did. I didn't say it did, but and I understand why a lot of these people charge. We had Christopher, forgetting his last name right now, but he does this kind of stuff in New Hampshire, and he has seminars, and he charges, and I don't think he charges an arm and a leg or anything like that.
Yeah, you got to pay people for their time.
You have to pay people for their time, and I understand that, but... It is a turnoff when information that is supposedly freeing to people is held behind closed doors, that
Think
is held
that.
Behind paywalls.
Let me tell you the reasoning here, and there is ways to access the information, and I can help people get some of it on their mm-hmm. own, or point people toward it is what I'd much prefer to do, because, you know, we started with, everybody's got to stand on their own 2 feet. If you're going to send a notice like I sent today, you better know what's in the notice. Mm-hmm. And you better be able to speak to it if ever called to.
Sure.
So that's the reason that the access is limited, because we don't want, you know, and when I say we, I'm not affiliated mm-hmm. with the owner of that site. I consider myself a member of their community. They're my friends. And, you know, I'm a free man. I'm a living soul. I am not a person as defined by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution.
And you just sent this in this week? When did you do this?
I sent it in about 4 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
And I've been getting ready to do it for about a month.
Now, are you expecting them to give you some sort of confirmation?
What they got. So I sent the registered mail, which means I will get it.
All right, hold on. If you got time, John, I want to continue this discussion, because normally you don't get a lot of detail from people that are in this particular belief system, and I love it. I personally am a fan of this idea. I'm just a huge skeptic that it'll actually do anything at all, because these people are just psychopaths, and they have cages and guns, and they're willing to use them. They really don't care what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
We're talking about a very obscure theory. Possible truth? I would love for this to be true. It's something that I've heard bandied about for many years. And John is on the line in Colorado. He says that just a few hours ago, he sent off a 46-page long presentation or document series of documents to the Secretary of State in the gang known as the United States.
And it's an impressive length. The Declaration of Independence is only 2 pages.
So, you know, without getting into the detail about this, John, you did mention that you learned how to do this on a website called statenational.us. You went to one of their seminars. You've been doing some research. How long were you preparing and researching? When did you start this process? And obviously it just finally culminated in the sending of the documents today. So how long have you been at this?
I think it was first pointed out to me about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And at first I mistaked it for, is that where you declare yourself a sovereign citizen? I remember that was my first question. And I was told, no, that's actually going halfway and locking yourself into a potential world of trouble.
Well, you can't be a sovereign citizen, because a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and a sovereign is a king. So you cannot have the same. You cannot have the.
I have a question about that, John. What would be the? Is there any way to declare yourself sovereign and you're not part of the state community either? Like, why do you have to be part of a community? Because that part kind of turns me off in a way.
Yeah, and I understand that, Bonnie. That is a good point, and our friend the Pope made that point to me, actually, maybe a couple weeks ago, I think, that, you know, I'd like to think that I was just born onto this earth and don't
a free
owe
man anything. Upon the land.
Correct.
That's actually a sovereign citizen.
And I say that directly. My allegiance is only to God. It is a 43-page document, and it's in along the lines of the same thing that the founders signed in 1776 when they sent the famous letter to the king. They listed the reasons why they were dissolving the political bands that used to tie them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did essentially the same thing, and I will tell you that officially government records show in the last 6 months there's been over a million just like me.
How do you know
prior
that?
I will say it's secondhand from a friend of mine that I trust that looked it up. And they got it from a government bureau what I know is that there's now over 2 million of us, and then about 6 months ago there was less than a million.
So that's a very fast doubling time. Because, you know, I've been hearing these things and variations on the theme for a long time.
Decades
the
for
the
me.
Moors, for example, yep. People will, and this is mostly black people, maybe
right.
only black people, but they'll say that their allegiance is to the Moorish nation.
That's right.
And that they...
Which is in North Africa, right?
It's Morocco, right?
Morocco, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I mean, it's a defunct nation to some extent, but I believe that's where
here.
It was.
Because they made pacts with white people that came here, so the Moors also came here from Morocco to the United States.
I'm glad you brought up the Moors because I remember seeing some really interesting videos of them in court. Those are still online. If you look for the Moors court, you'll find some videos where they just have at it with this judge. I don't know which so-called jurisdiction it was.
If you have to claim a tribe, I wonder if the Shire Society would qualify.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
I would hope it does because that was the purpose why we formed the Shire Society back in 2010 was to create a voluntary society because the government people kept on telling us, oh, well, you're part of society, so blah, blah, blah. All this crap applies to you. And so we created our own society because the society is supposed to be a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common cause.
Mm-hmm.
And government people keep insisting that we're part of their society, but we never signed a social contract. We never agreed to join their system. Mm-hmm. And so why not create another society that we can explicitly agree to join? And so that's what we did. And you can go to ShireSociety.com to learn more. But what were you saying there, John?
Well, we actually do consent every day in the daily actions we take, like buying license plates and getting driver's licenses and paying taxes. Those sort of acts are acts of compliance.
But that's, there's a difference between...
Comply is a better word than consent. A rape victim may comply, but that does not imply that she consents.
Correct, but nobody's ever explained the average person, which is a corporate word, and I need to stop using it, the average man or woman, any other options.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me read to you. I've declared myself today an American state national. I hereby pledge my allegiance only to my God. I shall live by the commandment of love thy neighbor and do no harm in my private pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. That's the essence of what I did. And so I'm happy to help others find their own way. That's all I can claim to be good at doing in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I am just getting started myself. There are people who've been American state nationals a lot longer than me. I went on this into this thing believing because of all the research I did, I listened to them for a long time, and I did more research from alternative sources to check into what they were saying and find out for myself whether or not what they were telling me was true.
If you're no longer a citizen, what prevents them from deporting you?
They can't. There's a reason. There's a good answer to that, my brother, but it's not one that I can give you quick.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and I don't want to do injustice here. I just want to just plant seeds. That's all I'm trying to do is kind of, I believe I'm talking to an audience here that's going to be receptive to these ideas, and you guys have confirmed that, I think, by a 3-0 vote. So I'm good with that consensus. But, yeah, there's a lot more to it, you know, and,
sure.
And statenational.us is just the start of it. Mm-hmm. There's Telegram communities. Anybody just reach out. Reach out to the Pope, nobody. He knows how to get a hold of me. If you are truly interested in hearing more about what I've learned.
Well, I think Bonnie has a question.
Happy
Bonnie?
To share it.
It wasn't a question. Yeah. I was just going to say, I do believe the numbers that a lot more people are getting interested in it now because my friend, when she heard about Ian's case, she sent me this guy's Instagram. She's like, hey, this might help you guys. You should look into this. It's Brother Truth. On Instagram, so Brother Truth, he does seminars all over the country, like every couple weeks, where he has huge groups of people where he talks to you about this stuff. He's a black man, he doesn't like to be called that, so...
He's a man?
Yep, and he usually talks to other...
soul.
Wait, what was that? Sorry?
A living soul.
Yep. And he's pretty cool, so I follow him and learn a lot on there. And I think a bunch of people are getting interested in this subject.
Have you followed the case of the more recent case of the Moors in Massachusetts that happened last year?
If you're asking me, I haven't heard not one thing about that.
So the Moors, as nobody referenced earlier, are a group of gentlemen. Usually they're black, and they have done a lot of research on this. The Moors are very interested in this sort of freedom, this renouncing of any kind of corporate citizenship or whatever. And a bunch of them got arrested on the side of the road in Massachusetts as they were traveling to Maine in the middle of the night to go to some training seminar that they had with guns. And they've been charged with various different possession of firearms offenses.
Oh, actual charges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guess what?
Well,
the fact that they filed whatever they filed didn't stop the state of Massachusetts from throwing in the clink and keeping them there.
And it was like a kangaroo trial.
Are they still in jail?
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. I know they were denied bail. Stand by, John, if you want to stick with us. I'm just curious your feedback on this. Because,
well,
again, the typical response is, well, they didn't file the right paperwork. Oh, they missed a paragraph. Or they didn't talk to the right guru. And I believe these guys know what they're doing. I think these guys are people who are quite obsessed with this particular topic, and yet I'm pretty sure they're still in jail. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.